94.9.
Chris, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, John. Thanks.
John Darvall in the morning. BBC Radio Bristol.
But as I broke about 10 minutes ago, a major police operation is underway in a town outside Boston following the Boston Marathon explosions earlier this week. On the line, I have Eric and Gary from the Red Eye Radio Show in Boston. Morning, guys.
Hi. In fact, we are a national show. We cover Boston. We cover the entire country. But, John, thank you for having us. Here's what played out during the evening last night as we were preparing to start our show, John. There was an incident in Watertown and at MIT. That is the campus there, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where there were shots being fired, a reported carjacking, and then reports of explosives being thrown from the vehicle that was being chased by the police. And, Gary, now we are learning this has taken us to the point where local authorities now have said, Boston police, this is related to this week's Boston Marathon bombing.
Yes, we only have like 40 seconds because we're also on the radio here, just so you know. And we're coming out of a commercial break in just a few seconds. But what happened then, there was a firefight. Apparently, there were actually some sort of bombs being thrown. One of the suspects, they believe suspect number one, was killed, and suspect number two is on the loose in a 20-block area, and there is a huge manhunt going on right now.
The one that they're looking for, John, is suspect number two, or what they call the white hat suspect. If you've seen the FBI's release of the photos on Thursday, there were two. Number one, they believe, is dead now, and number two, they're still looking for. Thank you, John. We're back on the air here in just a moment, but hopefully we can get you more information as it comes along.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Gary, from Red Eye in Boston, radio station, national radio station, which covers Boston, as we get more of you, of course.
Red Eye Radio.